Blog Talk Radio.
Intelligent may lie within and be easily answered. But
information exist, coexist in the genes. The study shows the gene may affect intelligence, but also affects schizophrenia, which a lot of times this is what we're talking about a lot on this show is schizophrenia. But this article, dated back to May 3rd, 2006, is talking about a gene called the SPIDE-1, DTN-DP1, in parentheses, may be tied to intelligence, scientists report human molecular genetics. Report, scientists studied a region of a particular chromosome. That chromosome region is where the DTN-DP1 gene is located. Now, they're talking way in depth here, but I think it's still interesting, and we're going to keep reading on about it. Because the DTN-DP1 gene has previously been associated with schizophrenia, right? The researchers, they include Catherine Burdick, PhD of the Psychiatry Research Department of the Zucker Hillside Hospital, which is part of the North Shore Long Island Jewish Health System. Burdick and colleagues studied 213 unrelated whites with schizophrenia or a related disorder. But for comparison, the study also included 126 unrelated healthy whites who didn't have an immediate relative with certain mental disorders. So testing the intelligence and talking still more about the DNA. But let me tell you what DNA is. DNA is the roadmap of every single person, every living thing has DNA. But let me tell you what it stands for. DNA stands for deoxyribonucleic acid. Yeah, very long word. I've tried looking it up sometime, but it's there. But participants took various tests of those mental skills, including reading, verbal learning, and word association. And the researchers also studied participants' DNA, focusing on six different sequences of the DTN-DP1 gene. Here's an easy way to picture those sequences. So just stop and think here for a minute. Think of a bracelet of, we're talking about DNA now, various bracelet of beads of various colors. You catch my drift. One bracelet might have a sequence of three gold beads, a blue bead, and a red bead. Rearranging those beads would create different sequences on that bracelet, kind of like how DNA works. The sequences studied by Burdick's team work the same way. Of course, those sequences are made of genetic building blocks, not colored beads. One of those six sequences stood out. It was rare in all participants and was linked to lower scores on the mental tests, the researchers report. But they also say intelligence goes way beyond genes. That particular sequence explained about 3% of the variation in test scores in people with and at about 2% of the variation in test scores in participants with schizophrenia or a related disorder. But in other words, the sequences didn't solely explain why some people scored higher than others on the tests, regardless of schizophrenia. And in quote, while our data suggests that the dividing gene influences variation in all human cognitive ability and intelligence, it's only explained a small proportion of it, about 3%, researcher Emil Mehrotra, MD, says in a new release. But in quote, this supports a model involving multiple genetic and environmental influences on intelligence. Mehrotra continues, my verdict. Mehrotra works in the Zucker Hillside Hospital Psychiatric Research Department and Psychiatric Department of Albert Einstein's College of Medicine. Wow, they have a College of Medicine named after Albert Einstein. But other researchers who worked on the study are based in Boston at Harvard Partner Centers for Genetic and Genomics. And that was 2006 WebMD. Now, we're trying to debunk whether, I remember we'd say debunk, but try to best answer the question that we have for tonight's show. It's the intelligence in which genes could transfer. Could be some small thing, like the definition of a graveyard, for that matter. But we're going to go back to our Yahoo search results, and we're going to go down here to say, okay, I asked the question bluntly, and this is on can human intelligence be transmitted through DNA and genetics under the video results page? And we're going to go to www.news.discovery.com and display a small portion of the video to see what they say, because they say memories can be passed down through DNA. American Psychosis Radio with host Jory Rowe. Okay, now that was a small silent break that we're taking here as we let the page load up here. That kind of makes me mad there a little bit, because I didn't intend for that part of the video to play. So we're just going to go back here to WebMD and talk a little bit more about schizophrenia and symptoms, along with what we're originally talking about tonight, now that we had just our first glitch on the show for 2016, with paranoia, schizophrenia, and the symptoms of such, because that's what the main course of the show is all about. And paranoid schizophrenia, with paranoia, as doctors now call it, is the most common example of this mental illness. If you haven't listened to the earlier shows, you'll find that if you do listen to them, I talk a lot about schizophrenia. And schizophrenia is a kind of psychosis. Your mind doesn't agree with reality. It affects how you think and behave. This can show up in different ways and at different times, even in the same person. The illness usually starts in late adolescence or young adulthood, as it did in me. But people with paranoid delusions are unreasonably suspicious of others. This can make it hard for them to hold a job, run errands, have friendships, or even go to the doctor. Although it's a lifelong illness, you can take medicines and find help to get rid of symptoms that make them easier to live with. And the paranoid symptoms start with delusions or beliefs that seem real and not true to you, even when there's strong evidence that they are not. Paranoid delusions, also called delusions of persecution, are rooted in fear and anxiety. They might make you feel like a coworker is trying to hurt you, like poison your food. Your spouse or partner is cheating on you. The government is spying on you. Or that people in your neighborhood are plotting to harass you. But these beliefs can make trouble in your relationships. And if you think that strangers are going to hurt you, you may feel like you're not going outside or not interacting with other people. But people with schizophrenia aren't really usually violent. But sometimes paranoid delusions can make them feel threatened and angry about it. If someone is pushed over the edge, their actions are typically aimed at family members, not the public, and it happens at home. You could also have related hallucinogens or false input from your senses. For example, you may hear voices that make fun of you or insult you, and they might tell you to do harmful things. So let's go to the next page here and read on. Your doctor may prescribe an antipsychotic drug to make the delusion go away. It could be pills, a liquid, or shots. It could take a few weeks for these drugs to work fully, but you can start feeling a little calmer quickly. You might need to try more than get rid of one to find a medication or combination that's right for you. Even when you feel better, keep taking your medicine. If you stop, your delusions will probably come back. Avoid using marijuana or nicotine. cocaine, or other stimulants. They keep antipsychotic drugs from working well, and they can cause paranoia or make it worse. You might have to take different kinds of drugs for other symptoms, too. But in counseling, once your delusions are under control, it could help you with stuff like getting along with others, holding a job, going to school, taking care of yourself, or having friends. People with schizophrenia who get counseling are also most likely to stick with their medications. A kind of counseling called cognitive behavioral therapy can teach you how to manage your symptoms that don't go away even when you take your medicine. You'll learn to test whether you're having delusions and how to ignore any voices you might hear inside your head. Positive, encouraging support from family and friends really helps. That's provided they understand what you're going through. Because some antipsychotic drugs can make you gain weight, you might also want to get help with diet and exercise. Hospitalization happened to me twice. There might be times when you or paranoid delusions or other symptoms are so severe that you have to go to the hospital. You'll be cared for so you don't and your loved ones stay safe. If you recognize that you're having trouble, you can agree to be admitted voluntarily. But if you don't think you need help when you really do, a doctor or other mental health professional may be legally allowed to admit you involuntarily. So there is a... The next article is, and like I said, when I seen my previous doctor, he had me diagnosed with full-blown paranoid schizophrenia. And in the next article I'd like to read, but I'm just not so sure about the time. And besides, it's not really what we're called upon to talk about tonight. So we're going to steer back on our subject after this short break. And we'll see if we can answer the question a little bit better than we have so far tonight about can intelligence be passed through DNA. Here on That's What I Thought with Host Jory Rowe. Now we're back. This is Host Jory Rowe, and welcome back to That's What I Thought. Big show here on American Psychosis Radio, streaming live here on blogtalkradio.com. We're talking about, can intelligence be passed through DNA? I would say yes, but no hardcore proof would let me believe strong-heartedly on that belief. I would believe that if a lot of other pieces, physical pieces, like webbed hands or connected ears or tongue rollers, can be passed through DNA, I do sincerely believe that intelligence can go the same route. But things have to make information. And information is definitely made within the chemistry components of the human mind. So I will say this to sum it up, because we got 10 more minutes of broadcasting left to go before we take us another silent break here in about 5 minutes. We're going to go back over to WebMD.com and talk a little bit more about schizophrenia and psychosis. The psychotic disorders, such as schizophrenia, are groups of serious illnesses that affect the mind. These illnesses alter a person's ability to think clearly, make good judgments, respond emotionally, and communicate effectively, understand reality, and behave appropriately. When symptoms are severe, people with psychotic disorders have difficulty staying in touch with reality and are often unable to meet the ordinary demands of daily life. However, even severe psychotic disorders are untreatable. There are different types of psychotic disorders, including schizophrenia, that's what we're talking about, such as delusions and hallucinations that last longer than 6 months, usually with a decline in work, school, and social functioning. Big issues with me. Now, schizoaffective disorder, people with this illness have symptoms of both schizophrenia and a mood disorder, such as depression or bipolar disorder. schizophrenia form disorder is a disorder where people with this illness have symptoms of schizophrenia, but the symptoms last between 1 and 6 months. Brief psychotic disorder. People with this illness have sudden, short periods of psychotic behavior, often response to very stressful events such as a death in the family. Recovery is often quick, usually less than a month. Delusional disorders. People with this illness have a delusion or false fixed belief involving real-life situations that could be true, such as being followed, being conspired against, and or having a disease. These delusions persist for at least 1 month. And a shared psychotic disorder, also called a folie de Dieu, I guess I said that properly, this illness occurs when one person in a relationship has a delusion that the other person is in a relationship that adopts for him or herself. Substance-induced psychotic disorder. This condition is caused by the use of or withdrawal from such substances such as hallucinogens and crack cocaine that may cause hallucinations, delusions, or confused speech. Psychotic disorder due to a medical condition, hallucinations, delusions, or other symptoms may be a result of another illness that affects brain function, such as a head injury or brain tumor. Paraphrenia. This is a condition with similar symptoms as in schizophrenia that starts late in life and occurs in the elderly population. It is not officially recognized as a formal diagnosis of current classification systems of mental illnesses and is usually described as a typical form of psychosis. We're going to see how much time we got remaining, and for the last 5 minutes of the show, we'll just briefly discuss what's going to come on next. This is your host, Jory Rowe, and this is That's What I Thought. Welcome back. This is Jory Rowe. I'm your host. The show, That's What I Thought. And we're talking about, can intelligence be passed through DNA? Now, at the beginning of the show, when I was really on a roll before the problem happened, I was on a roll with thinking about this subject. And I got most of this on WebMD.com under the Schizophrenia and Psychosis section of, and you never know, I would think, that subliminal messages cannot be picked up by just anybody. I guess it's part of the delusional disorder where people with that illness, and they have a false or fixed belief involving real-life situations that could be true. Now, I don't think we really answered the question much tonight. I lost my resources here a few minutes ago on my computer. And I'm looking at this, and this is just unbelievable. It is a machine that is cleared by the FDA to treat depression and sleep disorders. So that'd be something to check out. Now, believe me, we're going to try to just throw something out there because I lost all my resources for tonight's show. I have to start going back to print them up rather than keeping an open page on my computer. But for those of you who are trying to do what I'm trying to do, whoops, wait a minute, wait, that's not what I want. Okay. We'll be right back for a small break after we get the problems fixed out for the last of the show. It looks like we're down to the wire on time for this evening, so what we're going to talk about next Saturday or Sunday night is current events related to mental health. That would be an interesting show coming up next on Open Topic with me, your host, Jory Rowe. And you're listening to American Psychosis Radio. And we're just out of time for right now to keep going on and on and on about a whole lot of nothing. But tune in next week to blogtalkradio.com as we continue on talking about the human mind and what could go wrong. You're on American Psychosis Radio with your host, Jory Rowe.